97.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Chelsea Handler, hi there. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. I got to tell you, I am working a little injured today in the fact that you're going to have to carry the interview because my co-host is unable to make the interview. So it's just you and me, Chelsea.
Did she have a big night out last night?
You know what? Honestly, no, she didn't. I did. I think you probably can appreciate. I think you can probably appreciate having to having a job where you have to wake up pretty early in the morning.
Very hungover. Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yes, and still having to come in, be professional, be entertaining, pull off some sort of show.
I find I always, whenever I was doing my TV shows, any of my TV shows, if I was hungover while we were filming, I was always a little bit more loosey-goosey. And if I was well-rested, I was always a little bit tighter. So I'm like, I guess I should have a cocktail every single night.
Oh my gosh, that is so on brand for you, Chelsea Handler.
I know, but it's true, you know, it's not really like I'm pretending, like it's really my lifestyle. And look how much I've accomplished, so like, let's keep going.
Right, and I think one of my favorite things that you've done in the past year, I mean, you've been around forever and ever and ever, not to say that you're old, I'm just saying that you're very well known in the entertainment industry, is the whole A Day in the Life of a Childless Woman.
I wake up at 12:30 p.m. and get ready for a busy day of doing whatever the f*** I feel like. I put on my most impractical and stylish shoes since I won't be chasing a child around the grocery store.
You've chosen voluntarily to be without kids.
That's right. I have chosen that. That's right. And I'll say it again for those in the back. It's a choice that you make, and you should really consider whether or not you would be good at it. And I know that is not my strong suit, parenting. So I have chosen to abstain from the one thing that we're told is the only valuable thing we can contribute as women.
Little Big Bitch, which is coming to the Louisville Palace. I should probably mention that. December 3rd, tickets still available, chelseahandler.com. You do a lot of these interviews. What do you dislike most about these sorts of interviews?
Thank you for asking, because nobody ever asked me what I dislike about having to do it. What I dislike the most are questions going, what can people expect from your show? It's like, to laugh, you idiot. What do you think is happening? Like, we're putting on a comedy show. I get out there, I get paid to be doing this for over 20 years, probably 25 plus years. How old am I? 48. So I started when I was 19. So yeah, almost 30 years. So you can expect comedy. That's what you can expect. So that's always a very annoying question. And the other one is, how does it feel to be a woman and whatever, late night? I had to quit my job in late night just to get stopped asking that question.
Okay, so
annoying, you know, it's like as if we sit around just going, I'm the only woman in late night. I'm the only woman in late night. You don't think about it that way when you have a job like that. You're just going and trying to entertain. So, yes. Those are the two most annoying questions, and I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Okay, I'm glad I asked you, because now I've got to fill some time here, because...
Okay, well, now I'll just start doing stand-up on the phone at 6 o'clock in the morning is where I am.
That's fantastic. Recently, we were just talking about, and I feel like you probably have a story like this, but we were talking about like little lies that you've said to get a gig. And I feel like we've all embellished our own truth to look better in the eyes of a prospective employer or to land that gig. Do any stories like that come to mind for you?
No, I mean, I'm a liar, but like, I mean, I don't lie. No. I don't like, you know, I tell the truth a little bit too often is my problem. I lie when it's not important. And then I overtell the truth when it's also not necessary. Like, you know, I give too many details. Like in my stand-up, I tell the story about going to dinner with Woody Allen accidentally. I was with Katie Couric and we went out to dinner. And we didn't know who we were going to dinner with. And it was like six strangers. And then Woody Allen and Soon Yi walk into the restaurant. And I'm like, no. Like I cannot sit across from Woody Allen, who's married to his daughter, at a dinner as a woman. Like I'm not going to be okay with that. And I had to wait. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, you know, kneeing Katie Couric under the table. I'm like, I can't be here. Like, this is against everything I stand for. And she's like, I'm going to have a confrontation. Like, I know myself. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth as much as the next person doesn't know what's going to come out of my mouth. And I'm as surprised as the next person when I start, you know, it just comes. So I waited until dessert came, and then they put down like a bunch of blackberry cobbler in front of everyone's plate at the very end. And I had never practiced like controlling myself for that long, you know? And finally, as soon as Woody Allen took a bite of his blackberry cobbler, he was right across from me sitting next to Sue D. And then I leaned in and said, "So how did you two meet?" And Katie was like, "Okay, Chelsea, you know," and I was like, "What did you think was going to happen? Like, there's no way I can control myself." So yeah, I always just go in and say too much, but you know, I think it's appropriate. Men like that need to be told that they're disgusting, you know, and I feel like that's my job as a woman.
You know what? I love it.
Everybody.
I love it. I love it. And I love that you're
everybody on their toes.
I mean, honestly, looking forward to your show here in Louisville. It's Little Big Bitch. Again, tickets, WDJX.com. Chelsea Handler, can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to come to Kentucky. You know, I came there for the first time last time on my tour, and I met this great gay waiter at this restaurant. And I was like, I didn't know there were any gay people in Louisville. And he's like, "Oh, honey, we're all here. We're all coming.
I love it. Well, I missed your last show, but I'm definitely going to be in the crowd Sunday as you hit the Palace. Chelsea Handler, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. I'll see you Sunday.